It is kind of damp this afternoon, but it hasn't stopped us getting out and about. And, well, with a gentleman who, makes guitars, very special guitars, is Mark Carter. Are you over there, Mark?
I am. It's fantastic to be here this afternoon, and I'm so impressed by what I'm looking at here today. The man who makes the guitars you mentioned is Dave. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
Tell us about your business and how it all came about, because the story behind it is brilliant.
I started making instruments about 7 years ago after a career in web development and gave it all up.
What was the reason for giving it up?
Every 3 years there's a new version, more training, and yeah, it was just, no, I've had enough of this.
But I would imagine a relatively lucrative business, kind of stability and all that, and then to do this, bit of a gamble?
Big gamble. But I'm happy.
So why woodcraft? What made you get into this particularly?
I've played guitar for years. It started with me making one for my collection and working out that actually I could do this, and made more.
Okay, and so how did you then start selling them? Was it through shows like this?
So we started making things out of the offcuts. And thought, well, we need to do some craft fairs to actually get rid of some of this stuff. So it's snowballed from there, basically.
So the guitars came first, and then all manner of other bits and pieces. Just describe some of the things you got on sale apart from the guitars.
We've got some wood-turned spoons, pens, mostly from the offcuts from the instruments, and also local woods.
And give us an idea of the time that goes into making any of these pieces. Well, let's start with one of the guitars. If you were setting out from scratch, literally, to make one of the guitars that we're looking at today, the level of craftsmanship is huge. What sort of time are we talking?
Up to 5 months, per instrument. So,
okay, and then other bits and pieces here. So you've got things like, you know, cheese boards, you've got bits and pieces, knives and so on.
They're much easier to produce. Say, for example, a turned item can take half an hour, which is,
And where does all this happen then? Where does the magic happen?
So I'm based in Walton-on-Thames. I have a workshop at home. And my twin, who does the turning, he's based in Epsom.
Okay. And so, literally, your main kind of way of selling this stuff is to come to shows like this. Are you online as well?
We have been online. We're not currently online because of the turnover of the stock. We can't keep up.
Well, that's good news, though.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
Okay, and so through the winter months, are you doing more of the work, presumably, and then in the summer when the shows are out?
We're actually booked up until Christmas with fairs. So, we use January, February to actually restock.
And what's your best seller? I mean, presumably the guitars, you know, they're pretty bespoke. They're going to be quite an individual higher purchase. But what about some of the bits and pieces here?
We found that things like the gin boards, keyring pens, sort of the lower priced gift items go well.
Excellent. Well, look, congratulations on what you've achieved with your business, and long may it continue. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to meet you. There you are. Dave there from Surrey Woodcraft, and Stuart, who doesn't speak in the corner, but he's a nice man in the corner waving at us there. Very nice to see you today. And so come along. If you're at the live fair and you want to see some of this stuff, it really is incredible. The show continues through until 5 o'clock today, and one of the things you can see is the Surrey Woodcraft store.
I've got to say, I've seen that, Mark. Have you got a guitar?
I did play guitar when I was a young boy, and I tried to get my son into it and my daughter. My daughter manages about 7 notes quite badly, but it's 7 more than I can do.
It's probably 7 more than I can do, but they are wonderful looking things, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, and to say, the level of craftsmanship that goes into this stuff, absolutely brilliant. And to his credit, not even needing to bother about the online world, which is now where a lot of us think, you just come to a show like this and pick yourself up a bargain.
I think what we need to do there is save up our pocket money and buy one.
Absolutely, good idea.